Starting.
So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and I'm so joyful to have you here today on the Erica Glessing Show, where we have 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and light workers. And my guest today, Goja Lorenz, is a number one international best-selling author. And she teaches so many wonderful classes, including Talk to the Entities and Consciousness. Welcome, Goja.
Welcome, Erica. Welcome, everyone. Thank you so much for having me.
You know, we were just talking about building classes, and I got the take that probably a lot of our listeners teach classes. So I'm curious, when you look at building your classes and kind of how you approach them, you were telling me some kind of interesting things on our kind of when we chatted. So why don't you just take off and share with our listeners some things that are different about teaching for you?
So we're talking about classes, and Erica said that I would like to do something that works for me this time, and I will also enjoy, and everybody else will, and I can, you know, facilitate them on what they require, desire, and need. And I said, yeah, this is awesome that this is happening. How aware are you? Since this is how I've been doing it for years, and at the beginning, it kind of didn't land very well. It looked like I am talking to something that people are not available for yet. But then I was, of course, making myself wrong because it didn't seem like they hear me. And then I got what I'm doing. I'm literally speaking to the possibilities to the future, to their future possibilities, to their greatness, not to their limitations. Because very often people just think that they have a problem, that they have limitation, that there's something wrong with them. So most of facilitation revolves around that. And of course, I go there as well. But I always am aware of like the true being, who they're being, what they're capable of, not what they think they're capable of, not they think who they are, what they are. So it like really changed the energy of the classes now, because I constantly reach out beyond what they think about themselves and their limitations into their greatness and brilliance and possibility.
Wow. I love that. That's so inspirational.
Thank you.
You know,
how often people acknowledge who they are, what they are, they acknowledge maybe when I started asking classes, how much do I acknowledge you? Less than 5% or more than 5%, most 90% of the people acknowledges themselves less than 5%. So if we talk to this less than 5%, how far can we get? Not that far.
Oh my goodness. I have so many questions for you. You know, even your name is just so pretty. Like, it just conjures up to me just like beauty and magic and excitement. And I'm curious about magic and how you kind of came to know magic and what that kind of shows up, what that shows up like for you in your life.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I love this question. I never consider myself magical because I grew up in such a gray and sad environment of communistic Poland. And then suddenly, with the tools of access and all the other modalities I've been studying, I started seeing magic around me and in the nature. I just love trees and flowers and plants. And I walk around like a crazy person talking to every tree and every little plant and every little flower. Oh, you're so beautiful. But now it has changed. I can hear them talking back to me and like smiling and cheering up, and little fairies like perking up when I pass by. And I would never acknowledge it before because I would think like that's really like little out there. But now it's like, oh, it is. We are just part of this huge organism called the earth. And if we acknowledge all of it around us, that's magic for me. Being magical, being magical being all together with all the others, magical beings, spirits of the earth and all little elementals, little fairies and every flower and every person around me. I can see the magic in people, and it's usually sitting in a little dark corner because they forgot that they are being this and have that available to them.
Well, that was going to exactly be my next question, is what can I do to wake that up inside of me if I'm kind of have this, like, even when you say it, like fairies and magic, and I'm sort of conjured up some of my memories of my childhood, which was actually a little bit more dreamy and light. So How can I wake that part of me up again?
Wow, so maybe next time in the nature, go for a walk and kind of be with the nature, be with the earth, be with the plants and trees around you, and see if something changes, and just say hi to them, and you'll hear them saying hi back to you. I swear it works. I don't know how it works. They do talk. They do, like, if you choose, you already chose it. Chose to bring it back to you. Mm. And it's just going to happen. It's just being more open and more in tune with everything that is around us. Even the walls have magic. Like, we think the concrete does it. It's also energy, space, and consciousness. Actually, every molecule could contribute to us and is part of our life. And we could include everything in our life and creation and everything we're doing and being. It's possible. It's really possible. I know it sounds out there, but it's possible. And it's there. I do this every day.
Tell me a little bit about your cards. Explain that to people, because, you know, this is audio. So how can you tell us about your magic cards and what that... Tell us more.
Oh, these beautiful cards, The Magic You Can Be, were created by my friend Evelina Pancheva and I. And it took us a year to create those cards. So I wrote the text and Evelina was the artist behind the images. But we would ask every card, like, what would you like to be? You want to be a person? You want to be a flower? You want to be an animal? Who do you want to be? And they would tell us and would create until it felt light and complete. And they would say, okay, I'm good. And really, we would both just keep asking questions. So they really created itself and themselves. And we were just the tools in their hands. So there's over 40 cards and they're just tools of access that you can, tools and things you can work on daily or get inspired by, and they're just so beautiful. I love them. Aww. I never get bored of them.
Aww, well,
and they're available
so
at the app. Yeah.
So tell me where we can find you and where we can find the cards.
So you can find me on www.goshalorenz.com, GOSIALORENZ.com. And the cards are on themagicyoucanbe.com, themagicyoucanbe.com. So the cards are there, and the link to the cards is also on my website, goshalorenz.com. So it's pretty easy. And I'm on Facebook everywhere.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much, Erica. Take care. Bye-bye.